of Avalon approaching the turn, just in front of Arcademus at the 400. Then Do You Reckon, our deeper red Can Man, and Sierra Sue from Best of Days, who runs up behind that leading wall. Samson's trying to bullock into the clear. Then Angel of Truth and Superstorm at Streets of Avalon with Red Can Man at the 200. Sierra Sue now moving up boldly. Red Can Man and Sierra Sue. Sierra Sue gets a nick in front of Red Can Man, then Best of Days Superstorm. But Sierra Sue pulls clear. Sierra Sue won it. Second a photo between Angel of Truth and Red.
Her second Group 2 victory, following on from a win in the Mildura Cup the start before yesterday. And there was some excited connections, albeit not many of them, but co-trainer Nat Young was on course and she was thrilled to see that victory. Nat joins us this morning. Congratulations, Nat.
Thanks. Yeah, it was pretty awesome to see her back in form.
When you took her up to Mildura for that race a few weeks ago now, it's not necessarily a track we see on your radar that often. What was the thinking getting her up there to Mildura?
I was just a few of the owners sort of thinking, oh, maybe she's had enough after that Flemington run, but she's just actually pulled up probably a little bit too fat. She may have just gotten away on us a little bit up in Queensland. You know, fillies, they can tend to do a little bit too well. And she scoped clear at Flemington and that, and I just thought, well, it'd be nice just to go for a little bit of a soft kill with good prize money and, you know, just to get the owner's confidence back to keep her going for the preparation. Otherwise, she was probably likely to have a date with Tagalora or something like that. So it's sort of my favour anyway.
Well, we've seen her perform to her best. That win at Flemington in the Kingston, the Group 2 win there was devastating with Michael Walker aboard. So you tried her in the Golden Eagle Group 1 races. So you haven't been afraid to test her at that level. How were you feeling she was going into yesterday?
Really good, actually. You know, she'd worked super on Saturday and sort of this preparation, you know, we knew she was already fit. So we've just sort of kept her a little bit fresh in between runs. And I think it's really working with her. You know, she's a horse that, you know, she does have, you know, feels her knees a little bit. She's a horse that does her hammies quite a bit too. So we've always got Brendan McCarthy in here doing a lot of chiro work with her, and just a few combination of things have just sort of turned her around. You know, when she was in Queensland, she just sort of, her coat never really turned and she never ate up as good as what she has since she's come back from there. So, you know, she's just sort of really starting to hit her straps, and she showed it yesterday, just having that really good turn of foot again.
How did you feel through the run yesterday?
I was a little bit worried when he sort of popped out there at the 800, but you could sort of see that it was getting a little bit messy in front of him. So it was obviously probably the move of the race that sort of helped to get rolling and start to get that build up that she has. And then when she sort of let down and changed legs at the top of the straight, I thought, gosh, she's still travelling here. And Red Can Man was sort of chasing her there, but she won with really nice authority, and just really good to see a filly like that. We've always had a really good opinion of her. You know, she's a 5-year-old mare that's sort of really lightly raced. She's only had like the 16 starts, and she's won 7 of them so far. And sometimes just being back to the 1400, they just go that little bit quicker early, and it has that really good genuine tempo. And I think that just really helps her when she needs to sort of be ridden that little bit conservative early and then get home over top of them. So now she has won over 1700 in the benchmark 64, I think second or third up it was. But I think she just seems to be progressing really well at the moment, keeping her at the 14.
She's got a terrific record, as you've just outlined, and a multiple Group 2 winner. How do you try and enhance that pedigree in the weeks ahead?
Well, I would like to sort of have a crack at the Menzies, the Group 1 weight for age, in a couple of weeks. You know, ideally, I probably would like sort of 3 weeks between runs with her, but we just might get her out to the beach. She'll have a hand walk tomorrow and get out to the Seaford Beach for this week. And she'll just probably have another piece of work the following Tuesday going into it. So, you know, we'll just keep her nice and fresh and happy. And she's walked out super today. So that'll be sort of the plan ahead. And hopefully we can try and get a Group 1 with her this preparation. You know, going forward, you've also got, like, Sir Rupert, Clark, you've got the Torak, and then into the Maya, or the Empire Rose now. So, you know, those, if you sort of go that way with the programming, she gets a nice 3 weeks in between runs after the Menzies. You know, weight for age, she's proved she was sort of good enough yesterday. She's going to meet probably similar horses, maybe a few a little bit better, but while she's going well and winning Group 2s and in good form, you've got to have a crack at them.
You had your eyes on that trophy yesterday. Great interview, racing.com. You were looking forward to trying to get some celebratory drinks out of the trophy. With the COVID situation, how did last night unfold?
Well, I only managed a New Zealand bottle of Cloudy Bay 7. I had to be at work this morning at 4:30, but yeah, it wasn't too late at night, actually. I sat up with David Brown because he's staying with us. He trains elephants, and we're having a chin wag, and we were FaceTiming his wife Emily, who's a good mate of mine. So it was pretty funny, but it wasn't too late. I think we're in bed. I think we're asleep by about 10 o'clock, 10:30. So we didn't play out too much. Probably a good thing.
Seen some social media from Emily. She was having some celebrations in New Zealand, and I know he's not trained by you, but how did you assess the performance of Elephant coming out of your barn?
Oh, look, I come down here with David the other night about 11 o'clock and got them off the truck, and I thought he looked sensational. You know, they've brought a couple of horses over here before. They had the Jumper Monarch Chimes and that, and I just thought all three of them looked fantastic, actually. He's a lovely looking horse, and he just looked in really good condition, and really good to see. Nice to see, you know, a horse like that. It's hard to win a couple in a row, let alone five. So it's obviously a really nice horse progressing forward, and it's nice to see, you know, good mates that work hard like us, you know, have good victories like that, and have finally got a really good horse.
Inverloch, so well-travelled galloper in recent times, a bunch finish in his race yesterday. How did you see his performance?
Oh, I thought he was super, actually. You know, he trialled on Monday over 1,000 metres on a heavy track, and he ended up winning it. And, you know, he had a bit of weight yesterday compared to the winner and that, and it just probably cost him. But he was only beaten, you know, 0.6 of a length. So we may even back him up at the Valley over 2,000 on Saturday. You know, he's backed up before. He's got, he's eaten up as well. He's got a good constitution, and he's come back really well. It just didn't go well for him in Ipswich Cup, unfortunately, and he'd done a bit of travelling prior to that, and he got taken on, you know. So if he gets that nice sort of soft lead, and, you know, he sat second yesterday and rolled out nicely, I thought it was a really good run for him. He's a horse that generally likes that little bit of toe in. The track was pretty firm there yesterday, so he'll suit the Valley, I think, on Saturday if he progresses nicely through the week.
What did you make of the run of C in Spring first up in the Quizette?
Yeah, look, it was a little bit disappointing on face value. Look, she just might be like a 1,000-metre horse. Like, she's a little jet for the first sort of 800 metres. But that track was probably just a touch firm for her. She didn't really quite let down on it, and she trialled on the Monday too. We did originally want to trial her 2 weeks before, but they changed the trials to the synthetic, and she's a horse that never works on it. So we just didn't want to risk putting her on there and her doing any muscular damage. So we had to go the Monday into yesterday. So we'll just find a nice 1,000-metre race for at the Valley or something like that in a couple of weeks, and just, you know, check her over tomorrow. But she did have a bit of a blow, so I think there's plenty of improvement in there. We'll just bring her back to the 1,000 metres, and I think we can get her back on track.
Big week for the stable with a double at Sale, Al Garouge, and Exceed and Expect, just a horse I want to touch on, a lightly raced horse who looks to have a bright future. What does the future hold for him?
I think we're thinking about the running in the Valley on Saturday, so that might be, we'll see. He's come through that run really well. We'll just see how he goes in the next few days. But, he's a really lovely, big, strong colt. I think there's plenty of improvement too after Sale. He did still have a good blow. He's nowhere near cranked up yet. So he's quite an exciting horse to have in the barn.
Strong hand throughout the day at Cranbourne. Is there one or two that you're most looking forward to seeing saddled up today?
I quite like Footlights in the first, the three-year-old 14. He's trialled up really nicely. He's had three trials. He ran second in a couple of them, and then he ran fourth on the 2nd of August, just behind Zarel and Tame Tomo, just across the line. It was pretty close, and he's worked really well through the week. So I think he can do a little bit wrong. He can just sort of lay out a little bit sometimes. I think he's done really well. It's really nice. That's a little horse that's got, and I think he's got a good chance today. He's just going to beat the favourite of Kiramar Sonora.
He goes around race one, number two, in the same colours and an overlap with the connections, Johnny O'Neill and Aussie Kerr involved. So hopefully they can maintain their momentum for the weekend, Nat.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, well, you know, they put a lot into the racing, so it's nice to see those colours cross the line first and they get a bit of a return, but they're great supporters of it and they're good owners to have.
Well done yesterday, Nat. Looking forward to seeing where you head with Sierra Sue, and thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem at all. See ya.